Nation. It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
All you want to know is who and when. That's all you want to know. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're talking about the schedule drop. The Falcons schedule drop will happen a little bit before 8 o'clock tonight. Teams have their own discretion. And this is something Mike and I were talking about earlier, about what they want to put in these schedule release videos, Mike, that have become such a big deal with these NFL schedule releases.
Right.
And we were saying today, all right, well, who's going to take a shot at Mike Vrabel? The league is saying, look, we're not previewing these in advance to say yay or nay or this team, right, take that out. So every team has a chance to take shots at whoever they want. Look, there's something about being not classy, Mike, but being a little critical of your opponents, but not to the point where I think it's, you know, over the top. And I think that's the
brilliance. You tweak it. Take the high road. I'm just curious, like the Jets, you know, and the Dolphins, you think about like the big rivalries, you know, there's lots of teams that hate the Patriots. I mean, hell, half the league hates the Patriots. But
that's why I think somebody's going to take a shot.
Will you? But how far will you go? Would you have like the Patriots and there's a guy, there's a pond with a boat in it, and there's a guy with a pregnant lady? I don't know. See, the thing is, that's, I mean, you're still talking about people's lives and kids and families and all that. So I don't, I'm not sure how that teams are going to handle it. But obviously, you've already seen all the memes and everything. Now, it would be kind of funny if somebody took that meme where you've got Diana Rossini playing like a center and Vrabel's behind her getting the snap.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep it clean for kids in the car. I thought that made me laugh when I saw it, but I don't think anyone's going to take that bait.
We'll see. And by the way, if a team, it only makes sense if that team's on their schedule. Like for a team,
there's
team
no
not,
reason to know.
Yes. Right. Now you're just being silly, but if the team is on their schedule and as they lay out their schedule, hey, we take on the Patriots, blah, 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 and then there's some. We'll see.
The Game of Thrones one that we did for Atlanta Falcons was so good, and they're generally really great marketing team, great clever ideas they come up with. You know, the Tennessee Titans kind of really struck gold with the man or woman on the street where they show a logo and they're guessing the wrong name of the team. But I thought that was, you know, that was kind of neat. But we'll see what they come up with. We talked about, you know, the sort of like the goofy one because Taylor Swift makes sourdough bread, so the Chiefs put something out there with their opponents.
Makes sense.
On sourdough. But yeah, we do know, and we think we know it's the Steelers. And by the way, Carl, just real quick. Guys ask us all the time, where's the league? You guys, we had sources. Those guys are no longer sources because the teams, because the league clamps down on the teams clamps down on the people that are connected to the team. You're not getting this information out there. And they're also saying they're going to penalize reporters that are putting this stuff out there.
Well, look, there's a lot of advertising tied to the schedule drop. And you want to get and garner the most attention you possibly can. The only way you do that is if I don't know. If I know at 5, why am I watching at 8? Right, so it's sort of like these leaks have come
like
out
on draft night.
Correct, and same thing applies. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, well, I'll just go on my phone and I'll find out who the draft picks are." Good luck, because the league is telling those guys, "Do not announce this before we announce it." And every now and then it gets out, but that's why you don't see as frequently as you know, the full schedule. We're putting pieces of a puzzle together based on varying reports. Yes, at Pittsburgh, Mike, week one, allegedly. Again, none of this is official. At Carolina, potentially week two, which will be a division game. Jump to week 8 at Tampa. Again, we're looking at what Tampa has and their opponents and all of this stuff. Cincinnati, we know. That's the Madrid game. That's week 9. Then you jump to week 15 at the Commanders. But those are, right now, the 5 we're looking at. That leaves still a lot to be determined. Week 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, week 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then, of course, the final 3 weeks of the season. Do you take the bye after the overseas trip?
Yeah, for some reason we did not last year. And I think the bye, you want, I mean, you like it as late as possible. Think about this. If we had had the bye, you know, by week 10, would that have helped a little bit with all these nagging injuries that Drake London, for instance, was dealing with? You know, remember, Drake really couldn't go, you know, and, you know, we had everybody in the wide receiver room basically was banged up at one time or another last year. But that would be one, I would say, later is better, so let's do it right after the trip to España.
Yeah, look, I'd love to tell you that just makes total sense for the team, and then, Mike, again, for the rest of the schedule, you're still talking about what, 7-8 weeks of football?
Yeah, I'm still a long way to go.
So I
think historically you'd like to have it later. Earlier is never that good because you just know it's the wear and tear of the NFL season. You're going to have guys banged up. You know, and then, you know, the last couple of years where they've sort of like really packed it in with a bunch of NFC South,
yep.
Which that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? Finish up with your division. I know the Bucs, we talked about, you know, how tough are they going to be? Carolina's still the defending division champion, right? And then the Saints how quickly the Saints bring together all the young pieces. The Saints and the Bucs really, and Carolina really had good drafts. By everything you and I talked about, knowing what those, because we see those teams twice a year, knowing what they needed, they addressed it.
Okay, a couple more leaks.
What you got?
Week 3 at Green Bay.
Okay, good. See, anybody who's ever wanted to go to Lambeau, that's when you want to go to Lambeau.
You're not lying. Early.
In September or October, before you get freezing your butt off.
Allegedly, again, this is not confirmed. We're just putting pieces of the puzzle together. Bears, week 6 for our Falcons at home. We know they're a home opponent.
Chi-Town comes here.
And then you turn around and get the 49ers in week 7. So Bears, 49ers.
Oof.
Then you'd be at Tampa. We just talked about that game, week 8. And then Cincinnati, that's going overseas to Madrid. So 6, 7, 8, oof. week 9. Bears, 49ers, Bucks, Bengals. We do not know what week 10 looks like. It's open.
I know that you're going off the record of last year's teams. But still, I mean, you talk to any Falcon fan, that's a meat grinder.
No, it is.
That's a hell of a run right there.
And here's the again, this is all the perception of what we think the schedule might look like. Week 13, we just talked about the last few weeks of the season, potential Lions at home. We know we get them at home. At Cleveland, at Washington, we talked about that, week 15. And then week 16, you said a division game. Bucks here at Carolina potentially to end the season in week 18. And guess what? That game meant something the last few years.
Yeah, and we lost it the last few years. Yeah, man, that's tough. I mean, I think some of the confidence Bryce Young got came directly from us, how that season ended. Remember, Michael Penix Jr. threw for over 300 yards, scored 38 points, and you lose the game.
Yep.
So, and the big question will be, all these games we're talking about, who's going to be under center?
It's true.
Who's going to start under center? Is he going to be the guy at the end of the season?
Well, and Big O, didn't you just tell us that if the Steeler game is accurate, it feels like it is, week 1, We're already underdogs?
The early line from BetOnline has the Falcons 2-point underdogs.
Who's the quarterback for the Steelers?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers hasn't even shown up yet. Now, I presume they think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Now, you could argue that both teams don't technically have the number one quarterback in place right now.
No, it's true. Rich Sullivan says, put them up. See, Dukes and Mike Bell is at ATL Bell 929.
I know it's a mouthful.
No, it's easy. Rich says, it's not just who and when, Dukes. It's how much these games are going to cost me.
Yes.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
Now, look, I'd love to go to Lambeau. I've only been there once, and it's a blast. That's the one that is every football fan should always make the trip. You know, and if you're lucky enough that you have those houses that are abutting to where the parking lot is, you can have fire pits. And we got a good friend, Greg Hughes, buddy of ours, NBC executive, by the way, who lives here in Atlanta, Greg. Wink, wink. But that would be a blast to go up to Lambeau. But I do love Pittsburgh. That's all the things we love. Great food, great restaurants, casino gambling, all within walkable distance of the stadium. Yeah. Perfect.
No, look, we had a great trip a couple of years ago. It was great. I'm with you on that. It's one of the best environments. And by the way, nobody's going to try to beat you up. That's the other thing. We said that earlier. Mike, at Cleveland week 14, so you're talking about, that's November, right? That'd be November?
That's lake effect snow and sleet and everything else. Their stadium is not built yet, guys. It's coming. But, yeah. So, yeah, Cleveland, again, these are the rumored reports, guys. It's been leaked. Carl just mentioned Detroit, week 13 here, at Cleveland, at Commanders, Tampa Bay, week 17, we don't know, and then Carolina, at Carolina.
Yeah, we'll see what the official schedule says. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at this, and I'd love to tell you win, loss, win. I can't.
That's a fool's game.
Well, number one, I'm not that confident in my team right now. I'm not.
No, if you ask me.
I'm not that confident right now, in my team right now.
Guy asked me at the gym the other day. I said 8. I said 7. Same as we always are. 7 or 8.
If I'm one of these teams coming off of a playoff, like the Bears. If we were the Bears, I'd be happy to tell you win, loss, win. Because you feel confident about Caleb and what you saw last year, Mike, and where that coach is and where that team is headed.
Right.
And it feels like they're doing it the right way. Maybe that becomes us here this season. But, like, right now, I still have a lot of questions. And this is going to be a challenging schedule.
But like as we said, do we know that like Joe Burrow will be even playing when we play week 9 in Madrid based on the last couple of years for him, the injury history? You know, Jaden Daniels has shown that he's got to stay durable. Will Jaden Daniels even be on the field when we play them? Will Dan Quinn be on the hot seat when we play the Commanders? You know, new ownership group.
Yeah. Well, they brought him in, though.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the group that
I'm
hired
just
him.
Saying.
I think last year they're giving him a pass because of Daniels' injury. Right. But look, they're good enough.